it's another swing and a miss from one of our favorite social justice warriors. I'll be honest with you, I don't know how Joy Reid is still being given the opportunity to even step up to the plate. Imagine for a second that you're the manager of a Major League Baseball team. 2 years ago, you stumble across this red-hot prospect. He's tearing it up in the minor leagues. You decide to call him up to the majors midway through the regular season, and his dominance transfers from the minor leagues to the major leagues. First game of his major league career, he hits a grand slam. He dominates the last 3 months of the regular season, leads your team into the playoffs, where somehow he gets even better. The dude's unstoppable. He ends the season with some of the best statistics that the league has ever seen from a rookie. Now, at this point, he goes into the offseason and thinks he's the shit. That ever so powerful ego starts getting the best of him. He thinks that he can do or say whatever he wants because he's the star of the team. He's the star of the league. He begins treating people like shit, talking shit the entire offseason to opposing players and teams. Going into the following season, he experiences something that he's never had to go through before. Expectations. It's one thing to perform when you go into something with little to no expectation. It's completely different when the bar is set high. Suddenly, the pressure is on. Now, the eyes of the league are upon him. There's no more flying under the radar. There's no more surprises. You've pissed so many people off that opposing pitchers, they are now on a mission to shut you down. His sophomore season is a struggle. Pitchers, they have finally figured out how to stop him. His batting average drops 60 points. He goes from being in the conversation for Rookie of the Year to seeing the end of his major league career. All in the span of two seasons, that quick, he was a one-trick pony. Now that analogy is similar to the mainstream media career of Joy Reid. She started off her mainstream media career at MSNBC in 2014 with an afternoon show called The Reid Report. It was quickly canceled because no one was watching. 4 years later, MSNBC gave her another opportunity, this time to host a show on weekend mornings called AM Joy. Weird name for a show featuring Joy Reid, but I digress. Weekend mornings, this is essentially the minor leagues of cable news. Expectations are low for shows that air during the weekend. Joy, we're not expecting much out of you. All we ask is that you try not to scare viewers with your wig color and draw whatever audience that you can. Now, to her credit, Joy Reid, she routinely averaged a million or so viewers every weekend. After George Floyd happened in 2020, MSNBC, they were looking to shake up their primetime lineup. And when I say shake up, that means they were looking for more diversity and inclusion. You know, the magic woke boner words. This was during a time when the country was extremely sensitive to race. 3 months earlier, MSNBC decided to part ways with longtime host Chris Matthews over remarks he made about Bernie Sanders that woke Twitter deemed to be insensitive. MSNBC was looking for a replacement, and there wasn't another person that checked all the woke boxes like Joy Reid. Is she a minority? Check. Is she a woman? What is your definition of a woman? Was she born with an extra orifice instead of having it surgically added? Oh, of course. Yes. Check. Is she willing to make up stories about mythical racism and call out the white devil? Check. Joy Reid was the perfect solution to fix MSNBC's problem of whiteness. For as long as I can remember, the primetime lineup on MSNBC featured nothing but white people, and that is a serious problem. Where is the diversity? I bet executives at MSNBC regret asking that question now. Joy Reid, the readout. It premiered July 2020 with monster ratings. She averaged 1.7 million her first month, managed to increase her audience through January 2021, topping out at 2.5 million viewers. The woke hug celebrations were abundant throughout the offices of MSNBC. We have finally found our successor to Rachel Maddow. The rumors are true. America hates white people. Americans enjoy watching a black woman call 70% of the country racist. Turns out, that was not the case. Here's the thing. You can only get away with lies and propaganda for so long. You can only play on people's racial sympathies for so long. At some point, the illusion of mythical racism fades away. The smoke and misogyny mirrors clear, and you're going to have to rely on your talent to get you through. Talent, something Joy Reid never had. This woman was given an opportunity in primetime cable news based solely on her skin color and the circumstances. MSNBC, they had so many red flags surrounding Joy Reid going into this. This woman is a proven liar. She's full of shit, or misinformation, as the shit fucks like to call it. Back in 2018, when an old blog of hers resurfaced containing racist and homophobic slurs, Joy Reid lied and said she was hacked. Then when she was busted in the bullshit, she said, "You know, it's unlikely I was hacked, but I still didn't do it." July 2018, she accused supporters of Donald Trump of shouting racial slurs at a 14-year-old child. It never happened. August 2017, she accused Donald Trump of hiring black actors to attend his rallies. What was her source? An advertisement on Craigslist that was a joke by some left-wing account. January 2019, Joy Reid. She claimed a group of high school Trump supporters were harassing a Native American. Turns out, the dude was being harassed by a group of radical black Israelites instead. Now, I could sit here for the next hour and give you lie after lie, bullshit after bullshit that comes out of the ass of Joy Reid. This woman is completely vile, one of the most disgusting people in the media. Now, I don't consider myself to be a member of the media, but what we do here on the channel is similar to what's done in media. I find a story, compile as much background and factual information as I can, find a way to present it to you guys that's entertaining, give you my perspective on it, then let you decide. That is what television media is in a nutshell, or that's what it's supposed to be. If I get something wrong, if I miss something, or I don't properly vet information, it aggravates the shit out of me. It bothers me. It causes me stress. Makes me feel like I've done you wrong. I do everything I can to make sure the information presented here is factual. It's true. Yeah, I put my personal spin on it. Yes, I exaggerate things to make it entertaining, but you guys are smart enough to determine what's meant for entertainment and what's actually real. When I'm wrong, at least I can go to sleep at night knowing that I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't lie to you. Now compare that process to the process of Joy Reid. From the outside looking in, her process is make shit up to convince viewers that all white people are racist. Everything about her program is agenda driven. It worked for about 5 months, but just like the baseball player in the analogy, Joy Reid is a one-trick pony. Check out this chart. It shows the ratings history for Joy Reid. Do you notice the trend? As soon as she didn't have the white devil Donald Trump to play off of anymore, her ratings experienced a rapid decline. MSNBC, they fell into the same trap as CNN. It's easy to draw ratings when you have a media-created enemy. But what happens when that enemy is vanquished? What happens when you got what you wanted? What happens when your audience realizes that you're full of shit, that your program is nothing but lies and propaganda? What happens is you go off the air. There's no coming back from it. Once the audience figures out that you're full of shit, regaining their trust is damn near impossible. MSNBC is coming to this realization about Joy Reid, and they're finding out the hard way. During the second quarter, Joy Reid saw the lowest ratings in the history of her program. She averaged 1.1 million viewers, with the month of May being the least watched month in the show's history. She averaged less than 1 million in the month of May. I think it was around 990,000. She failed to crack the top 20 in cable news. Not the top 20 on cable, the top 20 in cable news. Joy Reid is barely averaging over 100,000 viewers in the key 25 to 54 demographic. Let me give you some highlights as to the reason why. You tell me if you would watch this garbage.
Not surprised by the racism that Megan has received, because she's been attacked and attacked and attacked in the tabloids. And every black woman knows what it's like to be thrown down as the angry woman, as the bully. It's always that the other princess, you know, William's wife is the poor victim of this vicious black woman who's bullying her and hurting her. It was easy to see how this was coming, and you can see where they were coming from. I was not surprised by it.
So this Kyle Rittenhouse trial, it reminded a lot of people of something, I just can't remember what it was. Oh, the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, in which Brett Kavanaugh, who had been accused by a high school friend of committing sexual abuse of her, cried his way through the hearings to make him a permanent member and associate justice of the United States Supreme Court. And his tears turned out to be more powerful than the tears of Christine Blasey Ford, which were the tears of an alleged victim. But in America, there's a thing about both white vigilantism and white tears, particularly male white tears. Really white tears in general, because that's what Karens are, right? They Karen out, and then as soon as they get caught, it's like, bring waterworks. White men can get away with that too. And it has the same effect. Even as the right tries to politicize the idea that masculinity is being robbed from American men by multiculturalism and wokeism, they still want to be able to have their tears. So my friend Jahan Jones, who writes the brilliant The Readout blog, wrote a great piece about this. And if you want to read it, you're going to be able to read it right here.
Somehow they managed to stumble into the Supreme Court. Do any of you guys trust Uncle Clarence and Amy Coney Barrett and those guys to actually follow the letter of
direction at this point?
And the exit poll showed that, which was interesting, that the coronavirus or that the virus, it was a very
low
not
salience.
Importance to many
yes,
of the voters
which
there.
Was fascinating.
It was education,
right.
Which is code for white parents don't like the idea of teaching right. about race. And I mean, unfortunately, race is just the most palpable tool in the toolkit. It used to be of the Democratic Party back right. in the day when there were Dixiecrats, and now of the Republican Party. It just is powerful.
I don't disagree with that, but I also...
Does that sound like a primetime cable news host that you can trust? Does that sound like a woman you want to invite into your living room on a nightly basis? You want your kids walking by hearing the musings of a mythical racist? I say this on here all the time. We have a lot of fun making fun of the Stephen A's, the Shay Shay Sharps, Nick Wright, Rob Parker, Caron Phillips at Deadspin, Mina Kimes, L. Duncan, Maria Taylor. These are just useless idiots. More than likely, they're not bad people. If you saw Stephen A. Smith at a bar, he'd probably be a fun guy to drink a beer with and debate sports and politics. I make fun of Shannon Sharp all the time, but I don't think he is malicious in his intent. I think people like this are simply uninformed or just being used. There's a huge difference between Shannon Sharp, Nick Wright, and someone like Joy Reid or Taylor Lorenz, Keith Olbermann. Those three are intentional with their propaganda. They are purposeful in trying to mislead you. I said it before, I'll say it again. Joy Reid is evil. This woman is the epitome of evil. The problem for Joy Reid, she's been exposed. You know, the truth has a funny way of always coming to the light. For a few months back in 2020 going into 2021, Joy Reid was able to hide in the darkness, hide in the shadows, but she was eventually exposed for who she is. I think MSNBC regrets their decision to give this evil motherfucker a slot in prime time. Joy Reid airs every night at 7 o'clock. She's the lead-in for the primetime lineup, and she's dragging every other show down with her. MSNBC, they find themselves in a situation where they're stuck. They're going to have to fire Joy Reid. You can't draw these types of ratings in prime time and stay on the air. It's just not possible. Advertisers simply won't tolerate it. Joy Reid will be fired. And MSNBC, they're going to be forced to deal with the inevitable aftermath. The false claims of racism. The false claims of misogyny. They fired me because I'm a black woman. Joy Reid... She'll probably write a book full of fiction and made-up fantasies about her time working in MSNBC. But at this point, is anyone going to believe it? Let me know what you think. Joy Reid hitting record low ratings. Should MSNBC fire her dumbass right now? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.